winter weather advisory goes until noon. So we've seen anywhere from around an inch to maybe 3 inches and then blowing snow and dropping temperatures. There's nothing you can do about Mother Nature. We know that. But how does this put a wrinkle into your day? How do your teachers respond to it moving forward?
Well, I was, pleasantly surprised yesterday with our delay that things pretty much moved smoothly. Our buses were just a little bit late arriving, but they did get here, and our day continued. And teachers have to plan for a little bit shorter of a class period on delay days. But all in all, it was a great day.
And we have some updated news from the Herald Times via Twitter that the Bloomfield School District is now closed. So they went from a two-hour delay, Keith. They are now closed. That is 2 minutes ago from the Herald Times Twitter feed. That's why we hit the refresh button on that. Go ahead, Keith.
Well, first of all, Jessica, you're in your first year at the Academy. So
where did you come from? Yeah.
What are the differences between Jackson Creek and the Academy?
That's right. Well, I've been in the school corporation now for 25 years. My last 5 years I spent as an assistant principal at Jackson Creek, working with your friend and my friend,
right,
David Piller. That was a wonderful experience. The big difference is purely the size. Jackson mm-hmm. Creek is a large middle school, and the Academy is a small high school. So before that, I taught at Bloomington North, so I have many years of experience at the high school level, so it's nice to be working with high school students again.
Now, we saw a picture of David recruiting for next year's class coming to Jackson Creek. Do you have to recruit for students to come to the Academy?
We do. We spend time in each of our middle schools, also at the Project School and St. Charles. And so we spend time talking to students. We give a formal presentation to all students at all of the middle schools. And then we also have three information nights. We've had two already this season, and we have one coming up January 27th.
Is there a deadline that the kids have to meet if they want to come there in the fall?
Yes, we have a deadline for our application as January 31st.
Oh, wow.
And so that's coming up, although, sometimes they trickle in after as students make a decision on their high school options.
Wow. So you're called a project-based school. Explain what that means.
Mm-hmm. The Academy is part of the New Tech Network of Schools, which is a nationwide network. It's kind of a really large professional learning community, and the focus of the New Tech Network is on project-based learning. So students are provided with or given kind of really meaningful projects, real-world projects, and they collaborate and work together to solve solutions. They do this in a variety of ways. We often have community partners that are actively involved in our student projects, and they focus on our outcomes focus on 21st century skills, so students being able to collaborate, being able to work together, meet deadlines, communicate both in written and oral fashion, and so it's really kind of unique to watch students evolve, especially our freshmen, as they're learning the process of project-based learning and what that looks like and learning to work together. So it's really quite fascinating to watch.
We're speaking with Jessica Willis, who is the principal of the Academy for Science and Entrepreneurship. One of the questions that always comes up with kids that may be interested in coming to the Academy is, well, but what you guys don't have a football team and you don't have band. What do you do about that?
Right. Our students are able to participate in their districted schools, so that would either be North or South. They are able to participate in extracurriculars, and that would be, they could do marching band if they would like. They could participate in any of the athletic teams or clubs that exist. Anything that meets after school, our students can participate in their districted school.
Now, you talked about the project-based. You got a couple of students that are going out to California along with Ann Berkey, one of your teachers.
Are they leaving today?
Yeah.
It would be nice if they were
leaving
today.
That's exactly right. I would chaperone them for you.
That's right. Yes, two of our students, Brandon Knight and Tommy Anders, participated in a project where they proposed a project for the Plastic Ocean Pollution Solutions. Mm-hmm. So their project was one of 90 applications that were selected. So they get to go out to an international youth summit in California in February. They've been collecting water bottles and, well, anything plastic bottles, and will be assembling a very large ocean wave that will be on display at school. So their goal is to collect 20,000 water bottles, and so they're pretty excited about their upcoming trip.
Well, next year they should wait till the home football season. You could do that in a weekend.
There you go.
Now, real quick, because we're running out of time, you got some partnerships with Ivy Tech. And
that's hardly surprising, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Everybody does in that one. But talk about that and also your internship.
Right. Our students have an opportunity to take, we have a partnership with Ivy Tech for 30 tuition-free dual credits, and so that's 10 classes. And so a combination of students taking classes here in our building and on the Ivy Tech campus, our goal is by their senior year that they're taking most of their classes at Ivy Tech, but yet they're still kind of under our umbrella where we can take care of them and watch over them. So it's a great partnership. Ivy Tech is always a part of our information nights where they talk about their ASAP program, which allows students to earn an associate's degree in 11 months. So it really is a great opportunity, and 30 credits equals a year
That's
of college.
The first year,
so it's a great savings for families.
Yeah. You have an internship.
Yes. Two things that we're working on now are creating a work-based internship program for students in the summer of their junior year. We're looking at these to be paid or scholarship-based internships, anywhere between 40 to 70 hours. It gives students some flexibility on their schedule, and we're not confined to the school day schedule. So that's something that we're going to pilot this summer with several of our juniors. And then in their senior year, we're talking about students doing a collaborative capstone project. Since they've done so many projects and presentations along the way, we're working on planning what that might look like for the future.
Jessica, great job as always. No pillar to bug you this morning. So that's good to get some work done around there.
Yep.
And we appreciate your time. We hope everybody gets in there safely today and your spring semester goes wonderfully and spring eventually arrives. We thank you for your time, and we'll get caught up with you a little bit later in the semester.
All right. Thank you.